Happy anniversary. This album's celebrating an anniversary.
All right, I missed that one up because I thought that there was an ad and there was nothing in it. So
that's amazing.
Happy Mondays, everybody. You get some more racer,
what's
baby.
Going on?
Obviously, I'm very sad. I actually did take over the stereo at my friend's bar, and I cried for about an hour listening to different Aretha songs.
We're in mourning. I'm wearing black today.
Oh.
And so are you.
I mean, oh yeah, actually, I didn't mean to do that, but who cares? Okay.
Yeah. So yeah, we don't usually do this, but it's a special occasion, doing two albums by the same artist in 1 year. But
I mean, she sounds so much.
I'm making an exception because it's Aretha Franklin, for God's sake.
Yes, it is.
I mean, yeah, what better way to celebrate her life than paying tribute to one of her albums? And
yes,
this one's from 1968. It's called Aretha Now. And it's turning 50, obviously, and it's kind of considered part of her collection of albums that she started her career with Atlantic Records with in 67 and 1968, which is kind of her classic period. So just a bit of background about Aretha. Obviously, she was born in 1942 in Memphis, Tennessee, down in the South. Although she grew up in Detroit, actually, and her experience with music began very young when she sang in a gospel choir in the New Bethel Baptist Church.
Mm.
And obviously, you can hear that in her wonderful voice, that gospel influence that just goes right through her. And it was actually at age 12 when her father started managing her, very young age, taking her on these gospel singing tours around various churches. And this led her to getting her first record deal. She was just 14 years old. And by age 18, she was signed to the world-famous Columbia Records and moved to New York. But success came quite slowly for her. She spent years trying to make it. She released 9 albums in 6 years with Columbia Records, but they all bombed pretty much. She didn't really go anywhere. So she decided not to renew her contract with Columbia Records, and instead she signed to Atlantic Records, which along with Motown was kind of the label to be on at the time. If you were an R&B or a soul artist, you wanted to be on either Motown or Atlantic Records. And it was here where she immediately had her breakthrough album in 1967, I Never Loved a Man the Way I Loved You. And she released a further 2 albums with Atlantic before in 1968 she recorded this album, Aretha Now, which was her 4th album in 2 years with Atlantic Records and her 15th studio album. And of course, these were the days when people used to release 1 or 2 albums a year. There weren't the big 3-year gaps between albums. People were constantly in the studio recording, because usually with labels like these, Motown, Stax, Atlantic Records, there was always a house band available and producers as well tied to the label. So there was always people available to work with. And on this album, she had the services of many of the very famous Muscle Shoals rhythm section, who, although were based down in the South working for the Fame label, they also recorded with a lot of Atlantic Records artists, including Aretha Franklin. So she had famous session players such as Jimmy Johnson and King Curtis, and she even had Bobby Womack playing on this record as well. So it was quite an all-star cast.
Yes.
And sound-wise, this album continued on the very successful formula of her previous few records. Very raw soul sound, kind of gospel influenced in places. You know, that classic Aretha Franklin sound that we all know and love. So let's start with the opening track of the record. This is one of her best known songs and a fan favorite. It's called Think. And reached number 7 in the Billboard charts, and it was her 7th top 10 hit in the United States at the time. And we all know, obviously, her classic performance of the song in the Blues Brothers film in 1980. And yeah, it's a bit of a fan favorite.
Can I also add something to this?
Yeah,
so 1968 was the year that Martin Luther King Jr. was assassinated. He was assassinated on April 4th, and Aretha Franklin came out with Think, and it definitely had a lot to do with the times, especially because it was so fresh in everyone's minds.
Just I ain't no
Yeah.
My goodness. I hope you've got the volume turned up, because we've got the volume turned up.
Yeah, it's a real nice studio speakers.
Around BFM. Everyone's up and dancing.
Kablam.
Yeah, so that was Think. Obviously, very powerful track, very gospel heavy track. The next track we're going to play is track number 3. It's called Seesaw. It was written by Steve Cropper for Don Covey originally, and Aretha's version managed to get to number 14 in the charts. And this has more of a classic Southern soul feel to it.
Sometimes you love me like a good man. A seesaw going up and down, all around like a seesaw.
I did love the key change in the middle of the song there.
Oh, yeah.
It was so good.
The key change ahoy.
I know. I just love a good key change in the middle of a song because it throws everybody.
Yeah, upon we embark on the key changes.
Absolutely. All right, that was Seesaw. So we're going to move on to side 2 of the record now. This track here is called You're a Sweet, Sweet Man, open side 2 of the record. And this was originally written by a guy called Ronnie Shannon. It's another Southern soul-styled track with the horn section and the bluesy guitar licks. Watch out for those.
So
What a band.
Yeah, I was buzzing out about how they're about 2-3 minutes long.
Yeah.
And how they've got these insane arrangements, like just all crammed into those 2 minutes. Like, yeah.
It's like that classic 60s soul. I mean, Motown were really good at this. Just a classic arrangement, top class musicians, but it's only like two minutes.
Yeah, 2 minutes, but then you know that there's probably more going on when you hear it fading out.
Yeah, exactly. They probably keep playing all day.
Yeah, yeah, they're probably just...
And then someone like pulls the tape out of the machine and that's it.
Yeah.
All right, well, the next track we're going to play is a track called I Take What I Want. It's track number 7. It was co-written actually by Isaac Hayes, and this has slightly more quicker pace to it, and it also showcases the sweet inspirations on backing vocals, who of course contained Sissy Houston, Whitney Houston's mother. Mm. She was a prominent backing singer with Aretha Franklin in the Sweet Inspirations. Yeah.
Alrighty, everyone, for those of you who have just tuned in, this is Anniversary Albums with Sam Smith, and you're tuned into 95BFM. This is Morning Glory with Geneva.
Whoop whoop.
We're just going to take a little break, and then we're going to be looking more at Aretha's 1968 album,
Aretha Now.
Aretha Now.
Rest in peace.
Yeah, rest in peace,
you
lovely, sweet queen. Yes.
Hey, Simplicity B-Card family, you folk are tops. As a thank you for supporting 95BFM, we've got together with some mates and sussed some righteous discounts just for you, including...
10% off online with Fume, 20% off online at Skullcandy, and 10% off everything at Arcade. T's and C's apply.
Support independent media from as little as $4.20 a month with a Simplicity B card. Go to 95bfm.com/sign up.
Spark Arena and 95BFM present the Southern Fork Americana Fest 2018. October 5th to the 17th at the Churning Fork. A dazzling lineup of local and international artists. 6 nights of the world's finest Americana. With Tony Joe White, Courtney Marie Andrews, Margot Price, Steve Gunn, Willie Watson, Red Fountain, The Easton, and more. The Southern Fork Americana Fest 2018, October 5th to the 17th at the Churning Fork. For tickets and more info, go to southernfork.co.nz.
my son. A great darkness is gathering. A battle will rage, and only one side can emerge victorious. You must make a faithful decision. Sam's reggae band, or Jin, and her, like, accordion thing that she does.
Oh, yeah.
Heats for the AUSA Battle of the Bands are 6 p.m. August 22nd and 23rd at Shadows. Head along, support your mates, or just check out Auckland Music's next big things. The AUSA Battle of the Bands. Find out more at ausa.org.nz/battle.
Coming to Spark Arena November 18th, Block Party. Playing their iconic debut album, Silent Alarm, in its entirety. Still as vital and resonant as ever. Block Party, Silent Alarm Tour, November 18th at Spark Arena. Tickets on sale Friday from Ticketmaster.
Happy birthday, baby. You're the most beautiful bubba a mother could ask for. You're always here. You don't ever have to go away. And you won't run off with your tennis instructor, will you, baby? No, you'll never leave. Oh, it makes me sick how much I love you. You'll never leave. Not like them. Never.
Devoted to your pets? 95BFM's Heavy Petting is here to answer all of your veterinary queries with help from the friendly folks at Pet Doctors. Heavy Petting, thanks to Pet Doctors. Every second Tuesday, only on 95BFM Drive!
95BFM, sometimes it's dead air and you don't mean to do that. Sorry about that, Sam.
That's fine.
What are we gonna do next?
We're gonna listen to track number 8, which is called Hello Sunshine. And this was co-written by two very famous names, Jimmy Cliff and King Curtis. This is more of a laid-back kind of soul ballad. Not too laid-back, but still quite laid-back compared to some of the other tracks we played. And the horns absolutely scream on this track.
Cool.
Yeah.
Sorry, my computer just did something really weird.
Bloody technology.
I'll show you. It just turned into a photograph, but I can still play the song. There we go.
I can't.
All right, so how was this album received? Well, it was another great success for her. It was considered it's considered the final record of her big four albums she released in the late 60s with Atlantic Records, all of which were hits. This album went to number 3 in the States. It was her fourth top 5 album in a row. It also went gold, and it really just cemented her popularity and success at the end of the 60s as the Queen of Soul and one of the best singers going around. The album has since gone on to be viewed as one of her best albums, and Pitchfork named it the 133rd best album of the 60s. Aretha went on to record with Atlantic Records until 1982, and she kept releasing records right up until last year, actually, although she never really again matched the success she had in 67 and 68, which is considered generally the peak of her career.
I mean, those songs that itself, though, have totally influenced generations.
Absolutely. They've stood the test of time. Her influence is second to none. She's pretty much influenced all the great singers that have come since, particularly female singers, you name it. They've been influenced by her, and you can just see that in the sorts of people who've come out since she passed away, just saying what an influence she was, and you know, in the tributes, her impact on soul, pop, R&B, just incredible, really. She's one of a kind, absolutely, unquestionably.
Yes, of course. Yeah. What else have you got?
So basically, on that note, I'm going to finish with one of her absolutely amazing, best-known songs. I Say a Little Prayer. It's it was originally written, actually, for Dionne Warwick by Burt Bacharach and Hal David, of course, and that was a big hit. But Aretha, she re-recorded it, and it was also a hit for her, making number 10 in the United States and number 4 in the UK. It was her biggest hit in the UK. It's still a classic to this day. Rest in peace, Aretha Franklin. Thank you very much for the music.
Thank you, Sam, and see you next week.
Bye.
I say the name Adele, what comes to mind?
Mm-hmm. Young singer, good singer.
Alicia Keys.
Young performer, good writer, producer.
Taylor Swift.
Okay, great gowns, beautiful gowns.
Happy anniversary to that album.
Happy anniversary.